Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nobody move. Nobody gets hurt.
I got an appointment with the rim. Big time finish. Emphatic.
But we just have to stay the course. Even as disappointing and as frustrating as this game, you know, can be, we get on to Boston, come together and just figure that one out and come back here on the 29th.
It's Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
I'll give Ken credit because he was first on this, because he said it, I think, earlier this week that that the announced team of Mike Breen, Jeff Van Gundy, and Mark Jackson, like, yeah, I think it's run its course a little bit. And I was like, you know, still think they've got it. They still got the fastball when they need to. Last night, and I get it, the games have sucked. I understand. I think I'm good on it. I think I'm officially good on this announced team.
Like, I love
they're not
Van
having
Gundy
fun.
Calls games. I don't think Van Gundy and Jackson want to call basketball games right now, which is tough.
I
when
agree.
That's their job. That's pretty tough.
Yeah, like, well,
and I don't
Green
think that's been true for years, by the way. But I think that's been nothing behind the scenes. I think it's true. Listening to them, I think it's been true for years. And it's just in this series, it's coming to a head, that apathy about doing this. I just like enough.
Like it feels
just
like
enough.
They hate. Like feels like they hate it. Like they hate basketball.
Well, you know what happens in coaching. We hear about this in coaching all the time. So like Celtics are in the series. We can use that as an example. Like Brad Stevens is a great coach, excellent coach, but like he couldn't be the coach of the Celtics anymore because everyone was like, at some point, everyone just kind of tunes you out. Like you lose the plot basically as going to go here. Breen, Van Gundy, and Jackson are a great team. It's over though. Like it's over. Just like Brad Stevens is over. Like just like he had to go be in the front office or go do something else. Yeah.
But like, and I am, you know, this will sound sacrilegious, like when in sports broadcasting terms, like Madden and Summerall never got old. Like it never happened with them. And maybe an unfair comparison, but like it didn't have to go this way.
Well, Greg Popovich never got old. I mean, you know, Greg Popovich is a great coach for decades.
So. Yeah. But it doesn't have to work. It's just, I get the sense that I think you hit the nail on the head that Mark Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy don't want to be there.
I don't think they want to do what they're being paid to do.
And it's fine.
Like we've all had jobs or shifts or whatever where it's like, I'm literally here to cash the check and I'll do my job and whatever.
Wait till we do our segment
it.
The ideal cookout plate later.
Right. Like, you know who wasn't now? Me in 2005 at a radio internship, you know, like that's just like, me at a local South Carolina television station driving a Jeep. That was not now. Yeah. It's you know, I would have done what they did last night. You just do anything for too long. I think it just happens to most people. Now you can find the edge cases, which you have with Madden Summerall and in coaching, the analogy I use, same thing. But yeah, it's just like, we're ready. We're ready for something new. And I like that team is associated with so many great games and great calls, but I won't miss them. Like I'll appreciate that they did that. And now let's try something new.
Speaking of let's try something new, can we get to the NBA finals, please? Cause this is just
yes,
like, it's
as
actually,
fast as possible would be
it's
great.
It's actually yeah. unbearable. So the Celtics beat the Heat last night. I was thinking of a word to use. What do you think about stymie?
Oh, okay. One, right? Well, it works because it relates to the brawl nature of the, like, it's like stopping things from happening. Like
yes.
Nothing's happening in these games. Things are stopping from happening.
And the Heat are trying to do things and the Celtics are stymieing their efforts.
Correct. Right. They're stymieing an attempt to have a watchable basketball game. They're stopping
yes,
that from
unfortunately.
Happening.
Yes, unfortunately. So the Celtics stymie the Heat. But I was thinking, like, if I was doing it, I'm Nick Kostos. And in basketball, the Celtics stymie the Heat 93-80.
Right.
I'm Nick Costos. Boston takes a 3-2 series lead in the process. Ugly, ugly, stupid basketball game in a long series of ugly, ugly, stupid basketball games. The Celtics break it open with a 32-16 third quarter. Jaylen Brown, the best player in the game, 25 points. Tatum scores 22. Kyle Lowry, great stat line, 25 minutes, 0 points. That's good. Jimmy Butler, 13 points in 40 minutes. Think he's healthy? Yeah, right. I'm sure. But he's not on the injury report, so he's good to go. Or... embarrassing offense by Miami. Also, they're not healthy. We'll talk about game six coming up on Friday night in a second here, but just anything you want to say on game five.
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's worth noting, we're going to have a conference finals MVP discussion in this segment. Brown outscores Tatum barely. Tatum is an assist away from a triple-double in the game. Like, played pretty well. I know he didn't score a lot. I think he had like 24, 10, and 9, something like that. So, statistically, he was... like good, and his playmaking was very important in a game where there was like no playmaking whatsoever. I didn't think the Heat would miss Tyler Hero that much, but when Lowry does that, it's just like brutal. And this is not, that might be, it's so funny because you see it's a laughable stat line for a great player, but a player who's just hurt and old at the same time. It's actually, I think even this, it's not even the worst game he's had in the postseason. I think he had a worse one in the Sixers series that led to him not playing the first time. I think it was game four against Philly, something like that. I want to say he was like 0-7 and minus 25 or something. I mean, it was just unconscionable. So, you know, I don't have a lot of interesting things to say here. I guess the most interesting thing to say is, like, I'm glad it looks like the Celtics will win the series, because I think we should be rooting for a finals that is watchable and fun. And I think the Celtics are more likely to create that than this version of Miami. Like, if Miami were to get out of this series with Butler in this condition, Lowry in this condition, Hero not playing, like, that's 4-1 Warriors a lot. Like, it's just, and it's not a fun 4-1 Warriors.
Is it? Is 4-1?
Yeah, have you seen the Warriors in these closeout games? They want to get the
extra I guess, like, how many points are the Heat going to score in these games?
Well, I don't know. How many minutes is Steve Kerr going to play Moses Moody? I'll tell you what the score of the series is going to be. So
I'll tell you what, like, they're up 3-0 in the series, and he'll, you know, right? He can use that game 5 gate.
Right, like, hey, so, hey, Kuminga, ready to take 30 shots tonight? It's going to be great.
They're going to bring back, you're going to bring Run TMC with Mitch Richmond, Tim right. Hardaway, and Chris Mullin.
We'll here's Andrew Bogut, right? Let's have him back in. What's Zaza doing? Let's get him back.
Steven Jackson.
I'm happy the Celtics are doing it. Right, yeah, I'm happy the Celtics look like the team that's going to advance, because I want a fun competitive finals. I think this will create an interesting series. If the Celtics turn out to be the team that advances, doesn't have to be the case. We could have more. I thought 3 minutes into that game, Tatum was done, by the way. Grabs his shoulder about the 8-minute mark. Derek White's at the scorer's table. Really hilarious, like just a dumb moment where White sits at the scorer's table for a minute. Tatum can't move his arm. Then all of a sudden a foul is committed and Tatum like shakes it off. He's like, I'm good. And Derek White goes and sits back down again. And everyone just kind of collectively probably takes a sigh of relief, you know, on the Celtics bench basically. So just that's been the story of the series, basically. How injured is everyone? That's like the story of the series. I thought there was a really good chance that for the final 45 minutes of that game, Tatum wasn't going to play. Actually, that like was like a reasonable thing. And I just go, oh God, this is really about to get, you know, muck it up. Basically, we're going to take the best player out of this game now. And the other best player's hurt and still playing. But I mean, fortunately for the Celtics, that didn't happen. Played pretty well. Not his best scoring game. But yeah, I mean, they've been the best team. And it's like no one disagrees on the fact that they're like everyone thinks they're the best team. It's just like how dumb and injured is this series going to get where maybe like an unlikely outcome can happen with the team, you know, admittedly that has home court advantage. That helps too.
Can we just stop to appreciate like me with the Run TMC poll literally off like the top of my head with like
that was
all
great
guys that were in it. That was
and you had
good,
Baron
right?
Davis. You just kept pulling
Baron Davis
guys
is easy.
Errors. Yeah, so
Baron Davis is easy.
Run TMC. Who was your favorite? What was your favorite of the Run TMC character?
Well, I liked Hardaway and Mullen together because that was like the combo in NBA Jam.
I've told you my Chris Mullen story, right? When I worked at ESPN. So I worked on Baseball Tonight for a year. This was when they put a ton of money into Baseball Tonight to try to like re-energize it, I guess. So they had him doing live shows on Sundays. It was still on twice a week, all 7 days, basically. But they had these Sunday live shows at the stadium.
Who was doing it at the time? Carl Ravitch?
Ravitch, Kruk, and Eduardo Perez, probably.
It was like the main crew. A great show.
And there were ancillary analysts who I like, Rick Sutcliffe on the show, I liked a lot. Like, I actually like enjoyed listening to him talk about it. Hershiser was still doing it sometimes because that was before like Time Sports, whatever their thing is in LA, it's called. That was before that really got off the ground. So, but anyway, that's sort of like completely a tangent. So it's summer, whatever. We're working on Sunday. There's like a midpoint from like 1 to 5 in the afternoon where we do an early show. The late show is at like 7 o'clock, but there's not a lot of preparation required for it. We all just kind of have to sit around basically in case something happens that requires us to produce content for it. So I'm in Bristol at the campus, and we're like out on there's an intramural basketball court in the middle of the campus that I don't think it's there anymore. And we're all just shooting around basically randomly. And Chris Mullen comes out of the cafeteria, and to come out of the cafeteria, you exit onto the basketball court. Basically he's wearing a suit, and we're just trying these trick shots over and over and over again. And when Chris Mullen came out of the cafeteria, the one that we were attempting was basically, there was like a giant building next to the basketball court, brick building. And we were trying to bounce it off basically very high up on the brick wall, then have it land back on the court, bounce, and then bounce into the basket.
All right.
So it's this was one of the toughest ones that we had come up with. We also had a lot of time to kill. So Chris Mullen clearly walks out and has some idea what we're doing. And I think really wanted us to ask him if he could do it.
Of course.
So walks very close to the court.
You're clearly the best at it. You're
says hi. Yeah. He was dying for us to ask him, I think. So he walks by and we're just we say, hey, what's up? And I think he even goes what are you guys doing? We were we're trying to, here's what we're trying to do. He's like, okay. He's like, can I try? And we're like, yes.
Yes, you can try. Yes, of course.
And we had tried it about probably at least 50 times at that point. He takes off his suit coat and folds it and just puts it down on the, it was all very everything was very intentional. Slip off the coat, fold it, put it on the bleachers. Does one little stretch, but nothing really. He's wearing dress shoes. I mean, he's wearing suit, what he was on the air. Holds the basketball with two hands and kind of does I can only define is he's aiming basically with his arm. It's very weird. He looks up at the brick wall and basically almost a tomahawk chop, holds it up to where he wants to throw it, holds it up in that direction. And that is his only movement prior to throwing this basketball. He just kind of puts his arm out that has set him to do everything. All right, I got all the calibration done. Just put my arm out and point where I want to go. And then one hand chucks the ball, wall, bounce, basket. And my friend still has it on his phone, I think. and we all just start sprinting around screaming as he makes the shot or whatever, grabs the coat and just walks away. That was my one interaction with Chris Mullen.
I love you. Can I play? It'd be imagine you were an expert chef and you walked by a bunch of kids that were trying to prepare a hamburger, and you're right. Hey guys, can I try? And then it's Bobby Flay. It's
yes, Mr. Flay. Yes, you can try to help us make this burger. Yes,
Mullen, Queens legend at St. John's. You better you bet with Nick and Ken here. Going over the heat. All right, let's talk about the series, because we don't really want to, but I guess we have to. Okay. Enough on Game 5. Game 6 tomorrow night. Celtics are 8.5 at home against the Heat. Total in the game is 201. For people so inclined, they think the Heat can maybe win the game, plus 310 on the money line. I think we're more interested maybe in Eastern Conference Final MVP, where Jason Tatum is minus 240 and Jaylen Brown plus 160. But so let's do Game 6 first. Any early thoughts for you? That game coming up on Friday night.
Did the total drop enough based on what you've seen the last two games? That would be my question. It's gone down every game of the series, the total, not the actual scoring. The last two games, and specifically if anybody who watched this one, there was no point beyond the first 6 minutes of the game where the game was going to sniff the total. I mean, it was just never going to happen. Is it dropping enough based on the injuries? We're still on every other day. This is brutal, man. It's tough. And the total is dropping. It's moving in the right direction, but it's a couple points at a time, basically. Should we be in the 190s already? And I even joked, I think it was on Friday, that if we got to a Game 7, the total should be 185, basically. That's for a Game 7, the scoring usually in a Game 7's down anyway. My first thought is I might bet the under, just because I can't see myself betting it over the rest of this series. If it goes to 7 games, I would bet the under probably in Game 7. I have no interest in betting the point spread whatsoever. Would the Celtics close out in Game 5? 3?
3.5, I think.
Right. So we're flipping home court. We can wait on the injury status stuff again, but it seems like we're going to run back a lot of the same key figures that were involved in the previous game. I think they're going to keep playing Butler, but I bet if it was a regular season game, they wouldn't.
Chance they would play Butler if this were
right, which just kind of gives you an idea of stuff that's lingering beneath the surface.
And
basically,
they were great at that this season, dealing with injuries and sitting guys down,
sitting a ton of guys. Yeah,
but it's like they're just up against it at this point now.
Yeah, I agree. So, I mean, I expected the Celtics to be big favorites. I'm not surprised by this number. I don't want to bet into the market. I might bet the under in the game. I don't want to be, it's almost like a life hedge. Like if I'm going to have to watch the game, let me at least root for the worst possible game if it ends up happening. And if it's fun, great.
Good news.
Yeah.
Good news. It probably will be.
Good news. It'll be terrible.
My only concern is like, what if the Heat sit Butler and Lowry?
I'm going to tell you to bet it now. And so,
yeah.
Well, what do you mean that's your concern, though? So, like, okay, if that happens, what do you think happens?
I actually think the Heat have a better chance to win the game if Lowry can't play, in my opinion.
But he's probably going to play. It's an elimination game. You can't really sit him now.
But he's a zero.
No, he's actually a negative. It's actually way worse than
like,
that.
Yeah. But they have to sit him.
Hero's probably not going to play again. It's a groin injury and he didn't play yesterday. Why is he going to play tomorrow?
Like, I'd rather have, what's Glenn Rice doing? I'd rather have Glenn Rice out there.
What's Harold Miner up to?
Like, give me baby Jordan. I'll take baby Jordan, Harold Miner. Like, you can't play Lowry. If they play it, the Celtics are going to win the game by 20 if he play everybody again. You can't keep playing these guys.
You can't even bet alts. They're not healthy. The alts in this game are going to be toast. They're going to be like, it's going to be like Celtics 15 plus 180 or something.
Like the Heat literally, like, I don't think they should play anybody and like whatever and see what happens. You are going to get blitzed if you roll everybody out there.
Nah, I know. They have to roll everybody. I mean, they're up against it. You have stars. You can't just sit them in this kind of spot. They're gonna play everybody.
You could. Culture, man.
Right.
Culture.
Coach Nick. You could sit everybody.
Eastern Conference Final MVP, Blues Avalanche, and a golf update from the Charles Schwab to close hour number one next.